Farmers are anxiously waiting to see whether Labor will choose to govern alone or bring in the Green Party. In one of the election's biggest surprises, the strong national electorate of Rangitata swung left with Labor candidate Jo Luxton winning the seat. She's the first Labor candidate to do so. Farmers in the area say they voted strategically for Labor so they could hold the majority and govern without the Greens. Sally Murphy reports.
Andy Palmer runs 560 dairy cows near Temuka, which sits within the Rangitata electorate. He's shocked by the result for his electorate, but not the overall Labor win.
The result of Labor have got governing alone, I think, is far preferable than forming a government with the Greens. I think that farmers can probably feel reasonably positive about a Labor government governing alone.
Mr. Palmer says Labor has had some progressive policies in the past which have not all been bad for farmers, but it would be a different story if the Green Party was part of the government.
Given the kind of policies that the Greens have been suggesting in this past campaign, I'd be extremely worried, actually. I think the Greens have an agenda to decimate New Zealand farming if their policies, any of their policies, are implemented.
David Clark is an arable crop and sheep farmer near Mount Somers and is the president of the Mid-Canterbury Federated Farmers. He's heard of a lot of farmers voting strategically.
I think potentially some of them may have voted Labor to give Labor a majority rather than having a Labor Greens government. I've certainly heard that chatter around, but each to their own. I don't know specifically why people vote. That's their business and the people have spoken.
Mr. Clark says farmers feel like the submissions they made for the freshwater reforms were not really listened to by the Labor government. He says farmers are worried about the future.
The realities of the COVID hit have been sheltered from us by the wage subsidies and various business loans and other schemes that have delayed reality. And we can only hope that the government that has been elected to lead New Zealand in the next 3 years has got the capability to guide New Zealand out the other side of this, but there is grim times ahead.
Dairy farmer Chris Ford says it's imperative Labor work alongside farmers and not against them.
Now, for what they've worn, the policies they've brought in, you'd think they'd take a wee break because they've given us a fairly big hurdle to jump over in recent times with the water quality, nitrogen capping and winter grazing.
Mr. Ford says the freshwater reforms, which come into effect next year, are unrealistic to start with, but he's resigned to making the best of things.
Oh, you can't be worried. You just got to go with the flow. We've got to work with the government of the day. You know, there will be people worried. The biggest thing to me is mental health with farmers. It's not the end of the world. We got up this morning. The sun was shining. We still get to farm. We still get to pick up our lambs and milk our cows. We just have to all work together, you know, for a better New Zealand.
He hopes new Labor MPs in rural areas will take the time to get to know farmers and their concerns so they can be well presented in Parliament. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says she will meet with the Greens next week, but added she has a clear mandate to form a government. Mōti Hōtaka o Te Atene, ko Sally Murphy aho.